You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The main goal for the San Francisco Giants this winter is to find more offense, specifically in the outfield. They really struggled on the offensive front, both in left field and right field. A lot of uncertainty, injuries in left field when you look at it overall, and also in right with Hunter Pence. Pence did not have the type of season that they were expecting. He's starting to decline in his years and get older. So there's been a lot of talk about the Giants potentially trading for Giancarlo Stanton from the Marlins or possibly signing a Lorenzo Cain. Both guys fit. Stanton is certainly a guy that lives in California, would waive a no-trade clause to the Giants. That's something that they will consider this winter. They also should consider and will trying to find a center fielder like Lorenzo Cain. He has plenty of life left in the legs. He can steal bases. He can be a difference maker. He's also a guy that can play all three outfield positions. So look for them to be very active on the outfield front. For the San Francisco Giants to get back towards the top of the National League West, they're going to need to continue to stabilize that starting rotation. First with Madison Bumgarner. They planned on him giving them 32 to 34 starts. Unfortunately, with his injury, he only gave them 17, had a low 3 ERA. There are much higher expectations for Bumgarner in 2018. They also need to stabilize the rest of the rotation, the back end in particular, with uncertainty with Matt Cain before he retired. He really did not pitch well overall in that spot. They're going to have to make an overall improvement in both that fourth and fifth starter. Jeff Samardzija and Johnny Cueto should return as well for Bumgarner if they can stabilize their abilities and pitch to what they're capable of. Those are a solid three starters. They're also going to need the health of Mark Melanson, who really struggled with health issues this past year, was not able to give them the type of closer abilities that they got, that we saw out of Melanson in his previous seasons. He's been one of the top closers over the past three or four seasons. This year only got 32 appearances in 30 innings. They're going to need a full season out of Melanson as well.